The abrupt exit of Stan Rosenberg from the presidency of the Massachusetts Senate has led to speculation about who will be the leader of the chamber in 2019. Another Democrat from Western Massachusetts is considering running for Senate president. Democratic State Senator Eric Lesser of Longmeadow, in just his second term in the legislature, said he has been talking with other senators to sound out their support as he decides whether to run for the top leadership post.
There is a group of us who feel like we need to have a conversation about the issues and about what we want Massachusetts to look like in the years ahead, what we want the institution of the Senate to look like in the years ahead. And I felt like there would be that would be an important conversation to contribute to.
Lesser, who's 32, said he would bring a new perspective and a forward-thinking approach to the Senate presidency. But he insists he is just testing the waters at this point.
So I haven't made any final decision by any stretch of the imagination. Again, nothing is happening imminently here. It's still a long ways away.
Senate President Harriet Chandler, the Worcester Democrat who was tapped to replace Rosenberg, said she does not want the job beyond this year.
She has my complete support and my trust and confidence to move us forward.
Lesser represents the 1st Hampden and Hampshire District, which consists of 9 communities, including roughly a third of the city of Springfield, and suburbs stretching from Longmeadow to Belchertown. No one has publicly announced plans to run against Lesser as he seeks re-election in November to a third term.
If Eric Lesser wins re-election in his own district, there's no question right now that he's a candidate for the Senate presidency.
Springfield-based political consultant Tony Signoli said despite his relative lack of seniority in the Senate, Lesser is a credible candidate to lead the 40-member chamber.
I think the other thing about Lesser's candidacy, because we're really hearing a lot more about it now, is that he was making the case that Western Massachusetts needed to have a voice, and also that younger ideas, fresher ideas, should be brought to the Senate for a more energetic kind of a Senate. You know, the pace of the Senate is slow. For newer members like Senator Lesser and a few others who have been elected in the last 4 or 5 or 6 years, you know, there's a feeling that that pace is awfully slow in getting the people's business done.
Other Democrats who have let it be known they would like to be the next Senate president include Eileen Donahue of Lowell, Karen Spilka of Ashland, and Sal DiDomenico of Everett. Republican Senator Don Humison of Westfield said Lesser is well-regarded by his colleagues.
At this point, there's so many people that seem to be, so many of my colleagues down here that seem to be jockeying for that position. So it's coalition building that's the biggest and hardest thing at this point for any member who wants to become Senate president. The other option is, of course, we have a Senate minority leader who is very well-regarded on both sides of the aisle. And he has a block of 7 solid Republican votes, and we believe Bruce Tarr could easily get others. So we have an option there as well.
Rosenberg was forced out by a scandal over his husband's alleged sexual misconduct and possible influence over Senate business. Rosenberg agreed to vacate the president's office to await the outcome of an investigation by the Senate's Ethics Committee. When he became Senate president in 2015, Rosenberg was the first politician from Western Massachusetts to ascend to one of the 2 top leadership posts in the legislature in 40 years. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.